Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. This week, I have Rae Palermo. We have her here on the show. She is a podcaster, but she is not a normal podcaster. This is not a normal episode of the Power Press Podcast. Blueberry is very happy to be releasing podcasts to radio. We've been working with Rae on this for 6, 7, 8 months now, and I'm very excited to have this out.
I love it. I'm coming out of the closet today.
Yes.
I am. My name is Rae, and I'm a podhead.
Yes.
I'm going to get that bumper sticker. I really am. So I am, as you know, a lover of podcasts and have been a podcaster for over 5 years with my little show. But I've also spent the lion's share of my career in internet radio over 12 years now, working with a lot of the platforms that have built internet radio and have continued to see the growth in streaming. And so I think first and foremost, it might be best to sort of break down a little bit as to what we mean by internet radio, because I think there's a bit of confusion in the marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what we've been discussing for a couple months now, of how to, you know, make it as obvious and clear as possible to people. So we should definitely talk about that.
Yay. So really, I always come from the listener's perspective, because that's what we should all be focused on, right? So from the listener's perspective, there's a lean-in experience, which is what podcast has gloriously been. I want to listen to what I want to listen to, and I want to start it, you know, when I want to start it. Mm-hmm. I want to stop it. And that's what we call on-demand, in quotes, because that's also one of those terms that's been thrown around. So that's what we call lean-in. The lean back experience is more of what we know of traditional radio. It's pre-programmed in a continuous 24/7 loop with curation as part of the process. So instead of the user or listener being the curator, here's what I want to watch. We are in radio thinking that we know what would be good to listen to show after show after show. So we have the lean back experience, which is streaming. It's a lot of advantages with streaming, but we in no way, I think, with podcast or radio, think that the stream is going to replace or be a substitute for on-demand. We love on-demand. It's a Netflix world, right?
Absolutely.
But a lot of us are spending time in the car listening. A lot of us are spending time where we don't necessarily want to have to choose. And oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I've come close to crashing my car trying to choose my next podcast episode. So the internet radio experience is taking podcast content and really putting it into a stream that continues to play. It's a lean back, click once and you will hear the top 3 shows in this particular circumstance of your favorite podcast. And that is a couple of advantages of that. There are a lot of distribution networks that don't take on-demand media, that don't take what we've known as podcasting, but they do take streams. Mm-hmm. And I've always been kind of fascinated how there's the podcast industry and the internet radio industry, and I've been going to both of those, quote, industry conventions, and I've always been sort of surprised about the lack of information and bridging between the two. So I'm really excited that podcast to radio is going to be beginning that bridge to have the audio go out in any shape, way, form that we can. We want to get listeners. And with streaming, what we're allowed to do is actually get your content out to more platforms. So you can see on, you know, the blueberry.com webpage and the product information, we're able to take the stream and push it out to all these different platforms where people are already listening to content. And I think that's the exciting part. We give podcasters more options to be discovered. So it's not really about giving your current listeners a new way to engage, although that's part of it, but it's more about discovery, finding new listeners who can fall in love with your podcast, and whether that leads them to the on-demand or they just continue to listen to the stream, it's all good.
That's my favorite part about this, is that we're adding another point of discovery and, you know, a way for listeners to find this show, because we're looking at these Facebook groups all the time and Google Hangouts and Google Plus and virtually any community involved for podcasting. You always see people asking, how can people discover us more? How can more people find our show? And this is how.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I work now in a podcast production company, and the first thing I get with some new clients is, you know, my company wants to do a podcast, but frankly, I don't really know how to listen. Mm-hmm. I must hear that a few times a week, and it always astounds me. And then I say, do you have your iPhone? I'll show you. But of course, now we've got, you know, Pocket Casts and all this other great stuff going on. But what's interesting is a lot of these folks are already listening in their homes. You know, some of our distribution partners, TuneIn is a big part of it. Now, many of the podcasters know TuneIn as a podcast distribution or discovery platform. But when you start a stream, you know, TuneIn in the beginning was really an internet radio directory. So you get a deeper ability to take advantage of TuneIn's partners, which include Xbox, you know, which includes Sonos and Bose. And so we're getting our content into the home, which is really exciting, where people are already listening and they can search and find content. And now, you know, Alexa and the fact that these streams, again, the stream is the continuous listening to that podcast, three episodes, and then it loops, that can be called out on Alexa and be able to listen in your home. So that's the exciting part, is that people are going to say, oh yeah, I listened to that podcast, but it might not be on their phone, in iTunes. It could be in other places, but we do love the car. We know the car is key, right?
I love the car. That's mainly where I would listen to a podcast, is in my car, or probably the second most popular one is when I'm in the shower, but in the car definitely is most often.
I love that you're in the shower listening to podcasts. That's
cool. I know.
That's a true podhead. That's like one of those. Do you listen to podcasts in the shower?
Yes. My roommate thinks it's a little crazy, but.
You are a podhead. So what we love, we have a partnership with AHA, which we're pushing. And actually, we show podcasters how to put their stream on AHA. And AHA is really focused on the drive experience. They have millions of people who are listening to the AHA app in their home. And then when you go into the car, it just Bluetooth connects. There's a lot of this going on. And I think as we see the podcast industry mature, streaming is becoming more and more a notable way to mm-hmm. listen. You don't have to download anymore. We all know that. But this idea of curation and compilations podcasts is really where I think podcast to radio can shine, because podcasters can put their best of.
Mm-hmm. People want to make playlists all the time. And this is 3-episode playlist already made for you, essentially.
Exactly. I mean, if you wanted to find new audiences, you certainly want to show them your best stuff up mm-hmm. front, right? So being able to take your best of or your highlight reel and put that out on these other distribution platforms is a great way to do that.
Right. That's the best way to get a new listener, to get a new subscriber, to actually, you know, remember your show and get hooked.
Exactly. You know, what's exciting about this too is the network opportunity, because we've got these amazing networks coming up that have all different kinds of compilations of shows. The podcast to radio stream allows those networks to kind of bump up great shows. And for discovery, if you like this show, you know you're going to like some other shows. And so they can create some network compilations that get out to people who are already listening on some of these platforms. So that's the part I'm excited about, because we are at that point now where it's all about discovery. It's all about really adding to the podcast audience, which is growing, but has in no way met the capacity that it has. So that, you know, number one, podcast to radio is really about another marketing strategy and discovery to gain audience. But I also think podcasters might be surprised to see that their listeners are also listening on the stream. And the other big part of this is solving the pain point that downloads and on-demand media has in its lacking analytics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what's exciting about streaming. It's good news, bad news, because you're actually going to know what your audience is really doing.
Some people may like that, but, you know, it's going to ding a few people, their ego at least.
It's a reality check. Yeah. So streaming, unlike downloads, can give you a lot of information about what your listener is doing with each episode so we can geo-track it. We know the total time listening. We know what device they were listening on. We know the number of listeners that you have in any given time. And there's a great way that StreamGuys, our partner in Podcaster Radio, is going to give podcasters a dashboard that's easy to look and see. You know, I'm doing a 90-minute podcast, but how many of those people are actually listening to the whole thing?
Right.
And it's fascinating, and it's a good way for you. Now, this might be a different audience, too. The streaming audience might be listen to your content in a different way than the on-demand audience. But it puts podcasters more in a power position to understand what their audience is doing and how to grow it and how to be more strategic, which I think we're all hungry for, you know, a little bit more strategy than push it out into iTunes and hope for the best, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of times podcasters feel like they don't have a lot of control with that. And that's what they're always looking for. How can I make sure that this gets out to everyone, not just iTunes? They are very focused on iTunes because everyone, you know, has that idea in their head that it's the end all be all, but they're also looking for other places. They always are.
Exactly. And more better in this situation. Mm-hmm. The more places that you can be picked up, the better for the podcast overall. And one interesting thing about the stream is that it's a very simple and elegant way to give your podcast away, because the stream can pop into an HTML5 player, which is, you can get a lot of those off the shelf where it just picks up your stream. And then it's just a stop play button that has your top three episodes running, and you can give that away. You can give that away to other websites. So mm-hmm. maybe there's a website, if you're doing a cooking show and there's a bunch of recipe sites that would love a 24/7 stream of some content, you can give them that HTML5 player. And now suddenly you're capturing that, that audience, which is a little bit more difficult when it's on demand, because a lot of the websites and portals don't want to give you a ton of real estate on their site.
No, right. they get you on their site, and that's all they care about.
Yeah. So the simple play button, and I encourage podcasters, and we'll be sending out more and more information as people sign up for the service, about how to engage these little players. And I adore them because, unlike apps, they're updated automatically. So if you make changes, it actually goes across all of the players and where they're implemented. You don't have to ask the user to download a new version, which is kind of the nice thing about HTML5. So I encourage podcasters, once they start their stream, to sit back and think, wow, what are the top 20 websites in my genre, quote unquote, mm-hmm. That would really love this content? And you create what I call win-win cycles, where the site wins because they've got sticky audio content, which we know keeps people listening longer and keeps people on the site longer, which is important to the site. And for the podcaster, you get exposed to a whole new audience. So those HTML5 players, I think, are going to be another reason why this stream makes sense.
That's good, too, because you can't rely on your audience updating something themselves to keep that audience. It has to be automatic at some point.
Exactly. And I think it'll be fun for podcasters to reach out to some of these lifestyle portals or places where their content would marry so beautifully and create these new relationships. But, you know, with the product cycle, what Blueberry Stream Guys really worked on, and this is something that I knew from the beginning had to happen, is it had to be easy. Mm-hmm. It had to be super easy. And that's why, you know, it has taken the time that it's taken to build this product, because it is RSS to stream automatically. Oh, let's all just take a breath.
Right. I am all for easy. If things such as PowerPress and this and, you know, being able to just send to wherever you want it to didn't exist, I would not do a podcast. I would have no interest in it.
Yeah, it would be too much work. Mm-hmm. It would be way too much work. But what we've done with Podcaster Radio is that you can take your Blueberry RSS, and when you sign up for the stream, it'll automatically convert and automatically update, which is important. So every time your RSS updates, so does your stream. Mm-hmm. And if you want more than one stream, then you just simply have to set up another RSS within your Blueberry account, and then you'll have multiple streams. So it couldn't be easier in that way. And then there's just a little bit of education going on about where to put this stream. And you know, we've been working on that. There'll be more and more information on how to engage all these platforms. Some of them happen automatically. We automatically push you to Shoutcast, which is one of the largest internet radio directories, shoutcast.com. But we're also engaging constantly new distribution partners. One of them I thought would be fun to talk about, Mackenzie, is the Zeno.
Right.
Zeno Live is one of our distribution partners. And what Zeno Live does is it turns your stream into a phone number that listeners can call and listen to the podcast. Now, at first, that may seem like going backwards, but for many of us who are getting dinged with data charges every month from our provider,
but we don't use any minutes.
I think I have 4 million minutes available to me.
Yep.
It's kind of nice to be able to give your listeners a phone number that if they want to call in their car and listen to the last three episodes, they can do that. So that'll happen with Zeno Live. And, you know, behind the scenes, we're just working on new distribution partners, stream guys who, you know, if you don't know them, they've been in the business really since the beginning of streaming, an amazing team there. Streamguys.com. I think that they're really a powerful partner for us because they know streaming so well. They also have relationships with organizations like iHeartRadio, where they can get at least your stream in front of the iHeartRadio programmers and curators so that they can consider picking you up on that platform. So I want to highlight, it's not an automatic, but you at least can get in front of them. And if they like your content, they'll pull you into that crazy network. So again, we'll be working on other ways to pull the stream in and other kinds of fun things, which I think it'll be interesting. Again, it's a whole new world, but more better.
Mm-hmm. And you know, some of these are automatics and some of them aren't. But as long as you just have to do them once. You have to convert this once to some of these companies, and then whenever you do release new episodes, it'll pick it right up with the RSS feed.
Exactly. So the stream will automatically update, and so you just have to become a station. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what's confusing too is these platforms call streams stations because they're coming from the internet radio or radio station world. A lot of these platforms have actual AM/FM radios running their streams on them. So, you know, you'll see in a lot of the distribution intake forms, they'll either call you a station or a stream. But the good news is you have that URL from Blueberry, and you're going to know exactly what to put in there. And then they'll send you a message letting you know that you're on the network. And I'm interested not only in the car, but also the device world that, you know, in home, like we've been talking about. And VTuner is also one of these platforms that you can put your stream on. And they push to literally hundreds of digital devices because they're a chip that goes into a lot of these digital devices. And so who knows where you'll be picking up new audience, but you're there.
There are tons of devices. And that's one of the things that I think about is, you know, you might be adding five different types of ways for people to listen, because out of 10 people, they're most likely going to be listening on five different ways at this point. There are so many different types, and they're specific, and people like it, and they are using them.
Exactly. And we never know which one's going to hit. Mm-hmm. The other part about the product that we really wanted to nail was the price, because we know that, you know, we all have to be price sensitive, especially when we're starting podcasts and we're growing them and we're looking for sustainability. So we tried to keep the price within the wheelhouse of what we hope podcasters can see the value for, and that's $39 per stream. And I was really excited to be able to get to that price point, quite frankly, and I have to thank the stream guys for really working hard to do that, because some of you might know we tried to do this once before with another company that shall remain anonymous.
Yeah.
And the price point was much, much higher. So I'm excited that we're able to roll out the $39 price point. And this is just an entry-level price point because we have all kinds of exciting things behind the scenes happening to continue to add features to the stream, all kinds of opportunities maybe to engage your audience in live mode and to be able to take callers. We have all kinds of exciting things planned for Podcaster Radio as we continue to roll this out. And a lot of this is in discussion, and we're really listening to podcasters to hear what they would like. But $39 a month is a great way and a pretty low price to suddenly be exposed to potentially millions of new listeners. So yay.
Right. I think that was probably my favorite thing with the transfer of Podcast Radio to Stream Guys. They were very willing to help us get this down to a reasonable price for podcasters.
And I think that's important because what we want is podcasters to think about multiple streams, maybe not just their top three episodes or their last three episodes, but to be creative about what we talked about, compilations and different ways of mixing and matching content as a marketing tool. And what's exciting is, you know, within the stream, you can mention the fact that you're available on demand and you can, you know, let listeners know there's multiple ways to find you and multiple platforms to engage you. And so you can even have a network of streams if you care to. And at that price point, you know, you can certainly do that. So, you know, again, our hope was to make it easy, but to continue to add to the distribution opportunities. And, you know, we want to share, not to sound cheesy, but we want to share this revolution that's happening with audio and all the great content and all the content providers who are jumping on and becoming part of this amazing new industry that continues to surprise and delight me.
I agree. There is a listener out there somewhere on some device in some way, and we want you to be able to get to that person.
And find them and let them fall in love with you, and then they'll come back and subscribe wherever you're on demand or go to your website or wherever you want to direct them. And but what's happening too, as we start to mature this industry and as the content becomes more sophisticated and more well-produced, bringing sponsors in, we're all looking for sustainability. Now, we don't want to lose that podcast authenticity. We don't want to become broadcasters. I mean, that's really not the intent, because I think that's what we love about podcasting, is it's so transparent and authentic. But we do want to be able to build our podcast so that they are sponsorship ready, if you'd like that to be how you engage sustainability. Maybe it's still donation based, but the bottom line is, the better your content gets, the more listeners you're going to get. That's just, you know, as we see this maturing. And so, you know, we're getting away from two guys screaming into a microphone, right? We're moving into more polished, more highly produced podcasts. And I think that's a good thing. Obviously, there'll still be the other rougher types that's absolutely welcome. But for those who are wanting to move into this next level of professionalism, now I'm going to do a shameless plug.
Go for it.
So I've become part of a company called Strawberry Hill Productions. And what we really want to do is help podcasters get to that next level of production. And so we're going to be offering, and we'll be at Podcast Movement for any of folks who are going to be there, to get an original theme song, an original composed theme song for your podcast, to get some professional VO to do your intro, to really up-res a little bit how you sound. And we're going to make that offer available at Podcast Movement. And we'll also be putting it online at strawberryhillproductions.com starting next week. And we've really lowered the price so that it's an entry level price to be able to get professional composed theme songs, so you can stop using those royalty free loops and feel like you're entering a more professional world of audio here. So again, that's a strawberryhillproductions.com, and we'll be offering that within the Blueberry interface too. And I hope people take advantage of it and have fun becoming more like radio, but still keeping the kitschy, cool funkiness of podcasting.
It's a fine line, but this is one of the things that people want to make their podcast better. And I agree. That's how I remember shows. That's why I got a theme song for this one. It's just necessary now.
Yeah, and it's really challenging with music, with podcasting, because we're never going to see licensing for it, in my opinion. I've already seen how difficult that is on internet radio and the challenge that we have with published music. Maybe that'll happen. But I think in the meantime, it's exciting to get access to composers who can really, you know, make something that works for you directly. Mm-hmm. And be able to have sound design, something that moves through your transitions and allows you to be more creative in how you create your content. So it's exciting and it's fun. And I think it'll be interesting to see how podcasters jump into this internet radio world.
Yeah, I think people are going to be excited. We hope that you are. I mean, everyone that's been working on this is so excited to get you guys more exposure and involved in this.
And there'll be more distribution partners to come, some of which I can't speak of, but they're very exciting. And so we want to take all of the Blueberry podcasters along for the ride. And I can tell you the most fun is you'll actually be able to see that ride through the analytics. So, mm-hmm. So right now I think that the easiest way to sign up is on the website, right?
Yes. The website is live on blueberry.com. It's on our front page, so you can learn more info about it on there, and you can go ahead and get signed up. We're waiting for you.
And we also have an email address. I think we're going to activate P2R at blueberry.com.
Yep.
And so anyone who has questions about it, but also check out the pages that we've set up. It's pretty self-explanatory, pretty direct, but let us know your thoughts and how you are doing with your new shiny stream.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to get some questions about this at Podcast Movement, because that's in a couple days. If you are listening to this when this episode came out on Friday or any day after that, Podcast Movement is July 6th through 8th in Chicago. And I'm going to be there. Todd is, some other people from the Blueberry team. And Ray, you're going to be there.
I'll be there. We'll be the booth babes.
Yes. Yes, we will. It's usually, I know. I'm kind of excited to have another girl with me. I'm usually hanging by myself.
Go women in podcasting. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done.
But I love it.
I look forward to it. And it'll be a lot of fun to see where this goes. And we're all in this together. So let's see what happens.
Yes. So please, if you need any more information, just email p2r@blueberry.com or myself, and we'll have those in the show links or in the show notes as well.
Thanks, Mackenzie. It's been awesome working with you, and I look forward to what's ahead.
So do I. Thanks for coming on.